Hey, you guys, welcome back to Confidence and Coffee. Today's episode, you guys have heard me talk about it, Magic Mind. I love this stuff. I'm able to be here with you right now because of this 12 ingredients. This has helped me with my productivity. It really is magic to your mind. It has created energy for me in a way that I have never experienced because there's no crash, there's no jitters, there's no anxiety, and it has a natural caffeine intake, matcha. I make my cup of coffee in the morning and I take a shot of this every morning. I've added it into my daily routine. I stand by this stuff, okay? And so I love that it helps me be more intentional with what I put in my body. And it's really just an absolute game changer for me. Somebody who has struggled with anxiety and depression, this stuff has absolutely just helped me, and it doesn't taste gross. And so that's a plus for me. If you guys go to magicmindwebsite.com and you put in the code MANKIND, MANKIND, you're going to get 56% off if you subscribe to get these every month. And they come in a pack of 16. So you can put them right by your coffee machine like I do, or in the refrigerator by your juice or your milk when you grab it to make your coffee. Or maybe it's in the middle of the afternoon boost for you. Whatever fits your lifestyle, you can get a subscription 56% off. Or if you just want to try it, you get 20% off for just a one-time purchase. Just use the code MANKIND, MANKIND, all capitalized, and join in the Magic Mind movement like me and share it with me on social media. Let me know that you tried it. I would love to see how it also helped you too. And while you're at it, you can subscribe and leave a rating and review for this podcast, letting me know that this is helpful. Share it with a friend. Let's get the podcast out to other people. It takes you 2 seconds. So be generous with your testimony. Let me see how this has helped you. We've been reading reviews online that people are leaving, and this is from Kara. And Kara says that a real podcast, absolutely refreshing to life and relatable. How she can grab a cup of coffee and feel like she's a part of the conversation. I love that. Yes, that's the goal here. I would thank you, Kara, for sharing in your review. If you guys want to share your reviews, I will share them in our episodes that we post every single Tuesday and share it on social media. Ashley Henriot's my name. So I'm honored to have you today. I'm honored to connect with you wherever you are. Welcome to Confidence in Coffee. I hope you'll stay a while. I'm Ashley Henriot, your host, and I'm so anticipated that this episode today is going to bring you value. Today, we are going to be talking about resilience. And how do we have resilience? What is resilience, and how does that apply to our faith? And so I want to talk about the issues and what matter most in navigating life's complexities with faith and resilience. And so I'm going to guide you today on today's episode of self-discovery and growth and grace and grit and why it's vital to just living a more peaceful and joyful life, breaking free from the things that have held us back and made us miserable, that have made us confused, and have tried to steal our hope. And so we're going to get that back today. And so if you can relate with this, today's episode is called Managing the Mental Load. That's right. I find on social media that it has been more relevant than ever that we are talking about this, that we are talking about women and moms carrying the mental load 99% of the time. And I have heard my friends say, other influencers, podcasters, guests on my show about it's great that our spouses are helping us with the mundane and everyday chores, but it's like, maybe they plan a vacation. And one of my friends said this is an example, but it's still on the woman to prepare it and prep it and get the house ready and pack the bags and get the kids ready. All the other things that are so internally and back end that no one talks about. And so I want to add into that conversation and hopefully bring value from a Christ-centered perspective on validating the women who struggle with this. I know that I have, I still do, and my husband and I have open conversations about it. That's really what's important to this, is communicating honestly and respectfully and clearly. And so if anything today, I pray that's what you do better when it comes to trying to navigate this in your faith. And so the term mental load, what is that? If you've never heard of it, the term mental load refers to the invisible burden of managing and organizing task and responsible emotional labor in our daily lives. And so it's that constant background noise, to-do list and deadlines, worries that can weigh heavily on our minds and spirit. And as Christians, Christ-centered women, we're actually called to cast our burdens God, for God cares, for Christ cares for us. And so casting our burdens of managing and organizing tasks and responsibilities are actually something that we can put on the Lord that he can handle, that takes away so much of that weight. But how do we do it in a practical and tangible way? And the best way to do that is understanding that we do live in a generation of hustle and bustle more than ever before because of all of the tools and all of the technology that we have nowadays, that it's only gotten busier when it was supposed to get easier, which is actually kind of done the opposite. It's fun and it makes tasks easy, but there's still a busy element that is not being taken care of or talked about. And so it can be challenging to let go of that aspect of the mental load, because it takes an ability to fully trust God for that provision and that guidance, and understanding how to tangibly, practically give it over to him. How do we truly give him that aspect? And so how can we lighten the mental load? And what do we replace it with? Peace. How can we find peace in the midst of the demands? It's like a doctor telling you to rest when the baby rests. We all know that we're not going to rest because there's other things to be done. There's other children to be taken care of. And so we laugh at that, but there is a practical element to this, all while being validated that this is difficult. This is really hard to do. I get it. I'm still learning how to do this. We probably all will still be learning how to do this until Christ comes back and there's a new heaven, because we live in a sinful, demanding, broken, fallen world, completely out of God's order. And so there will be a load, but God teaches us how to navigate it in a way that gives us, protects the peace and the joy that he wants us to have. And so in doing that in a practical, mindful, faith-centered way, we need to acknowledge the importance of setting the boundary limit within what we can handle. And that is not only for ourselves, but also for others, and bringing other people in to help carry that load. And it's essential for preserving our mental health, our spiritual health, and our emotional health. And the magic word for protecting those things, which we need to do, we're called to do, is no. What are the things that are unnecessary that we can say no to for ourselves, for others? What are the things that we've been saying no to or neglecting that we should be saying yes to? And it's defining that, right? And so the best way to do that, in organizing that pile of what's no, what's yes, how do I navigate that, is actually by consider the power of delegation, okay, and asking for help when needed. So we have to learn the ability to delegate tasks by asking for help and assigning that help to the person that we're asking. Okay. That is something that we need to learn because we were not taught that when we were younger. And so asking for help is very uncomfortable, but it is something that is necessary to being able to manage that. And that could be asking a spouse, a family member, a friend. We all know someone in our life. We all know someone, even if it's just one person. And we have to find the courage to ask that one person for the help to be able to navigate this thing, because you were never meant to navigate it alone. You were never meant to do this alone. And so we need to be able to truly, biblically, what the Bible says, cast our burden. And that means leaning on those who Christ brings to assist us. And that is how we lighten the mental load and strengthen. It actually gives you this other plus of strengthening a bond of fellowship. That's fellowship. We think fellowship is church on Sunday mornings and we're all sitting in a pew. And when the pastor asks us to get up and greet one another, and it's the most uncomfortable and awkward thing to do. I absolutely hate it. But the reason that we do that, the reason behind that, is to connect with other fellow Christians who are also there with some broken issue that they're having, who is going to Christ to worship him and honor him. But also, they need someone to carry a load to. And so if we looked at the greeting time as not just shaking a hand because the pastor told us to, but it being intentional with getting to know someone, because that is where you will find this person to help carry the burden, pass your burdens on to me, for I care for you. He cares enough to bring us people to help carry that. And so that is the true bond of what fellowship means. We have to be honest with ourselves and with other people to be able to have that. And I know it's hard. I hate it. And at the end of the day, we're too exhausted to want to invest in a relationship. We're too exhausted after our kids and our spouse and our work responsibilities. Think about calling someone, because we look at that in a way that we're giving more out. It's taking more of a mental burden rather than actually bringing value. But lighten our load, you guys. We have to give out. Do you see what I'm saying? You're tithing. You're entrust some of what you've carried to someone else. And that takes an ability of faith to actually receive what you truly want. And that's to lighten the load. Does that make sense? I hope it does, because I'm trying to help you redefine a fresh perspective of fellowship to be able to really navigate this. Not just validate it. It's real. We're validating it, but we're taking it a step further to actually do something about it. Okay? You're not alone in this, but you're so much not alone that we can actually do something about this as Christians. There is hope. Amen. Amen, Ashley. So another aspect of managing our mental load is not just fellowship, but it's mindfulness. Okay. It's, what does that mean? It's about being intentional with living in the present moment. So instead of dwelling on past mistakes of your spouse who has not helped you, or a friend who has hurt you, or the friend who doesn't call and check in, instead of like even letting that take space in your brain, it's, you need to more so focus on the here and now. Instead of focusing on the past or even the future, focus on the here and now. Where are you right now? Who can you call right now? What can you do right now? And that is trusting God. That is what trusting God is. And it's sufficient for today's challenges. So as you navigate the complexities of modern life, it's so important to be mindful of the media that we consume and the messages that we internalize about ourselves. Not grabbing our phone when we first wake up in the morning and scrolling and comparing our life to other people by putting on more and more of what we're not doing or what we should be doing more of or what our spouses should be doing. You're just adding more to your mental load. Your goal needs to be getting rid of it. So what are you consuming? Who are you connecting with? Is Christ at the center of this? Honestly? So we need to be honest with ourselves. And we need to replace this load of negative with something that is nutritious. If you're detoxing your body of all the toxins and the yucky stuff, you actually need to be adding the nutrition that your body needs to replace it. You can't just detox nothing and be empty. You'll just be sick again and weak. You need to be replacing that with something good. And so when we think of mental load and we think of what are we consuming, we need to actually not just stop consuming it, not just stop comparing, stop scrolling social media. Why don't you, instead of just thinking about stopping it, think about replacing it with something that is beneficial, something that brings you value. Maybe stop following accounts that make you feel bad about yourself and start following the ones that bring you joy, that inspire you, that make you feel validated and not alone and bring hope into your life, that these things are uplifting and reachable. And it draws us closer to truth, wisdom, and ultimately God. So what are those things that you can replace to find that for yourself? And then finally, remember in all of this, the importance of self-compassion and grace, because we want to give grace to everyone around us, but we tend to forget to give ourselves grace. Give ourselves grace. And so I want to encourage you that none of us are perfect. None of us have the ability to even be perfect. It's an illusion. It's an illusion like control to be perfect. We have to let that go. And the best way to do that is in not focusing on perfection, but focusing on being present. Are you present? That is how you overcome being a perfectionist, is to be in the present moment. And so knowing when you're in the present moment, it's okay to stumble on the way. It's okay to stumble. Our scars make us stronger, and they're really cool too. When I hear your testimony of what you've overcome, how you carry your life, that scar, that testimony, that stumbling block is what is the connection to our Savior, because then we want more. Now we're adding value to someone else's life rather than it just adding value to ours. We're also giving, receiving, replace storm. Amen. Amen. Okay. So I want you guys to remember that it's okay that you're not perfect. And it's okay to stumble. And instead of berating yourself and negatively talking about yourself and laughing and joking about yourself, I want you to not perceive your shortcomings, something that is negative, but something that is positive and deserves love and forgiveness. Okay? And I want you to try to give that to yourself every day. Understand that you also deserve grace and forgiveness for mistakes, and that your mistakes don't define you. Okay? Mistakes are simply mistakes. Remember, it is what it is. Okay? And so I want to encourage you with this, if anything, today. Release. Release brings restoration. So release your mental load and trust God with the provision and the care of it, okay? Setting boundaries, seeking support, practicing mindfulness, and extending grace to yourself. And with all these things, you can lighten the burden and you can find peace in the midst of life storms. Thank you for joining me today. I want to know if you got Magic Mind, okay? So good. Like, I'm tempted to do another one, but I've already had it today. And so I'm going to save my supply, but I hope that you get yours. Until next time, I love you guys. Don't forget, if you found this content valuable, then share it with a friend, hit subscribe, leave a review, please, and comment. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your testimonies. I want to hear from you on social media. Tag me in your post when you're listening to this so we can truly connect. And on another level, I have a membership called the Inner Circle, where we actually go after these things in an in-depth level, from dealing with our childhood trauma that affects our future and affects our understanding of ourselves. And so we go through a process in my Inner Circle membership that's only $47 a month, okay? Or you can get the whole year for $400, which is $10 off a month, where we go over the symptoms of self-destruction and burnout and the mental load and the ability to love life again and have hobbies. And we really dissect these things in a practical way while connecting with the other community. You get access to so many videos, modules, other coaches, and experts who help you walk through these things in a very tangible way with where you're at, all while helping you find the clarity to truly understand what God's called you to do, and walking in the confidence and the boldness and the alignment of who you are in Christ to receive that peace and that joy you desire. So go check that out. I will leave all that in the show notes. Until next time, I will see you Tuesday on Confidence and Coffee.